You're listening to SBS News.
Two journalists unafraid of speaking truth to power in countries where that can come at great personal expense. Maria Ressa was working when she received the phone call from Norway about the prize. She runs Rappler, a digital media company that has been openly critical of Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte and the extrajudicial killings which have resulted from his narcotics policies. But attempts to silence her through legal action haven't worked.
I think this just shows you that the battle is worth it. The personal sacrifices are worth it. And that you must find your team, the people who will fight the good fight with you, because this time matters.
Dmitry Muratov is the editor of Russia's Novaya Gazeta. His team has uncovered government corruption since the 90s, and the Nobel recognition was something to celebrate. But their work has come at great cost. Six of the newspaper's reporters have been murdered. Mr. Muratov paid tribute to them.
This award is for Anna Politkovskaya, Yuri Shikochkin, Igor Domnikov, Anastasia Baburova, Stas Markelov, Natasha Estimarova, our fallen professionals who gave their lives for their profession. I am not the right beneficiary for this prize.
The Kremlin's response was somewhat unexpected, with a spokesman describing Mr. Muratov as talented and brave. President Vladimir Putin may have been relieved the prize was not awarded to jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny, as many had predicted. The committee says Mr. Muratov's paper is an important source of information on censorable aspects of Russian society rarely mentioned by other media. Mr. Muratov again.
If I were a member of the Nobel Peace Committee, I would vote for the man the bookmakers bet on. But I think this man has everything ahead of him, and I'm talking about Alexei Navalny.
But the committee's choice has been praised by the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. He says free and independent journalism will help to combat disinformation.
No society can be free and fair without journalists who are able to investigate wrongdoing, bring information to citizens, hold leaders accountable, and speak truth to power. Yet, anti-media rhetoric and attacks against media workers continue to rise.
In the era of fake news, the Nobel Committee has made it clear that real journalism is more important than ever. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.